Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to another edition of the Five Star Zone. Rico Beard, Howard Griffith on the other side. And Howard, the game is coming up. Michigan versus Purdue for the Big Ten Championship. And I have a hard time not just seeing this as kind of the coronation, like what Michigan went through with Iowa last year. Yeah. Then again, they're calling the spoiler makers for a reason. Aiden O'Connell can go out there and throw for 500 yards, and he can go out there and throw for 50 yards. Now, he's going into this game with a heavy heart. I don't know, because whenever athletes are like that, whenever it's – sometimes they could filter this thing in, and it's, I remember, like, the Brett Favre game after his father passed.
Right.
I don't know quite what to expect from Purdue, but, Howard, let's just go with how does Purdue pull off the biggest upset of the Big Ten and get this game?
Well, I think, you know, obviously Aiden needs to be playing at a very high level. And as you mentioned, he'll be playing with a heavy heart as he did last week. He's got to be perfect, I believe. I mean, they're going to do a tremendous job of scheming up Michigan's defense. That's just what Jeff Brohm does. And
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
He's just one of those guys that really has a great ability to really put defenses in some difficult situations. And, you know, the coordinator mentor knows that. He knows what to expect. He's going to see some things that he probably hasn't seen on tape. But I think for Michigan, they just can't give up the big play because they can strike quickly. They've got the weapons to be able to do it. They've got one of the best receivers as far as stats are concerned in the conference and in the country.
How did he get out of Iowa?
Real easy.
I know the transfer portal, but I'm thinking if I'm Iowa, I'm making sure that this cat doesn't go anywhere. Like, are you serious? Yeah,
but you know, this is why it's and this won't be the last time. I mean, you know, Purdue's gonna be able to get really a lot of the players that they want to as far as the receivers are, you know, not just from the Big Ten, but around the country. People are gonna see what they do and what Jones did this year, and they'll be like, oh, I'm all in. I'm transferring to Purdue because I know they're going to throw it around.
Yeah.
But that's not who Iowa is from an offensive standpoint. So, yeah, it's easy now to sit back and say, well, shoot, how did they let a guy like that go? Well, he wasn't getting that type of production. He wasn't getting that kind of those type of targets. I mean, during the season, I was joking, halfway joking, but he probably had more top targets in his first game than he had in his entire season last year.
No, you could tell in that very first game against Penn State, it was like, they may have something here. You could tell, like, him and Aiden, they had that relationship, and I guess he was one of the reasons why he came there. But, yeah, it was like, wow. Yeah, looking at what happened. And yes, Purdue can strike quickly. I guess, Howard, I've never seen a team, maybe in the pros with the Tennessee Titans, but I've never seen a team in college who could shut down programs in the second half the way that Michigan does. If you don't score it in the first half, the store's closed.
Yeah, the adjustments are going to be made, and they're coming after you. And I mean, they're not just going to, you know, sit back. They know that they're going to need to get heat on the quarterback. They're going to find some different ways. And they do a great job of second half adjustments. And that's what it's been. That's been the story, really, of their season. And if you don't get anything going early to put pressure on them, you know, as you just mentioned, second half, it's tough sledding in that situation.
It's over. I mean, I don't know what's said at the halftime with Mentor, and it leads me to wonder, I mean, with some of the jobs is opening up, I don't know if his status is to go back to the NFL, but he's got, even in his 1 year, Howard, yeah. I mean, if I'm Cincinnati, if I'm one of these other schools, I got to pick up the phone and call this man, because I have never seen such an impact in 1 year on defense mm-hmm. that I have, and what Coach Mentor has done at Michigan. I mean, when I think I saw the stat, Michigan State, Ohio State, Penn State, a total of 9 points scored combined in the second half. To me, that's what makes Michigan so dangerous. I mean, everybody talks about JJ and looking at Blake Corum. I don't think that this defense gets enough credit because, you don't – if you're JJ, you don't have to go out there and throw for 300 yards. All you got to do is throw for enough to score, in my opinion, 24 points. You get 24 points, ball game. The other team can't get to 24.